computer code. No. I'll get to Wuhan tomorrow. I'll get to Wuhan and China and what's going on with China tomorrow. In fact, I'm gonna explain the Chinese thinking tomorrow. Their whole philosophy. I was talking with a kid in Taiwan. I say kid, he's 23. I don't know the full story, but like his mother's occupied with something. I'm not sure what it is. She's in the hospital or something. She's like stuck there. Can't be at home. Can't earn money. And so he's all on his own. There's no dad. And this has been his life. This is what he's known. You know, he did not get his own motorcycle. I don't think there's grandparents either. He doesn't have anyone. The house he has to get from the little tiny, you know, minimum wage job that he works. And the scooter that he has, you know, it's Taiwan. It's an island. Scooters are more than enough. A lot of people can live in Chicago without a car. In Taiwan, a scooter is great. They got good public transportation. But anyhow, so his wheels, scooter, his apartment, it's all paid for by himself. And that's how he had to grow up. And, a couple interesting things about this guy. I really thought it's admirable. He's Christian. And his, you know, he doesn't have a job, or he lost his job. And his number one question is whether God is happy with him. Now, some people would say that that's having his priorities out of whack. I say no. That's someone with a moral conscience. Excuse me. Someone who life goes difficult. Life takes a turn, takes a nosedive toward hardship and difficulty. That person's more concerned about what God thinks. That's called godliness. It unless the Lord watches the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. And this guy is going to be fine. He's already in the process of finding a next great awesome job. Because his priorities are in order. You've got to do a good job with your work. You've got to stay true. I talked in the podcast and a little bit yesterday about doing good work, or the podcast weekly on Monday and yesterday. Doing good work is important. It's not that you think about God instead of work. You have to remember that it's God that's holding the molecules together in the first place. God is not important instead of doing good work and making good decisions. God is first, and then our good, solid, responsible, awesome efforts are second. Maybe you could say secondary, but I'm not going to go that technical. I'm not sure. I'm not going to go that technical right now. Anyway, his number one concern, it's a moral con. See, someone that's not concerned about what God thinks, that's the person who becomes the thief. That's the person that starts lying on taxes. That's the person that starts stealing from the company. Because, no, I've got to survive. Well, you got to survive, but you're stealing. No. Survival is important. So I've got to steal so that I can protect my family. So I've got to survive. Okay. So then that person becomes, that person steals from the company. And then the person goes to jail. How's that doing for protecting the family? Yeah, and then people start justifying it. Well, he had no choice. Oh, he had a choice. Ethics, honesty, those things come first. And that's the spirit of liberty. William Wallace, Braveheart. And then you've got Patrick Henry, liberty or death. Give me liberty or give me death. That's having a moral compass. Yeah, you've got to survive. Yeah, you've got to keep your company going. Yeah, you've got to keep your work going. Yeah, you've got to put food on the table. You've got to do those things. You have to. But liberty is more important. Freedom is more important than survival. These things come first. That's in the Bible worldview, that's called godliness. And so it's just really amazing to hear this kid, his question, where is God? I pray and where is God? And I had answers for those. Those are old, easy answers. Those are old, easy answers. Where is God during my hardship? If you want, you can get answers for those things. I've been through incredible hardship. I mean, the answer is the metalsmith. You know, you pound away at the metal, put it into cold water, pound, 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 pound of the metal. The metal goes through pain, but it becomes stronger. I've got a little cactus plant here in my house. And it grows by getting moisture from the air. If I give it water, it'll die. It gets the water for photosynthesis from the air. The ground is just a place for it to put roots so it doesn't roll away. It doesn't get water from the ground. Now, it could, but if I give it too much, it becomes dependent. See, giving stuff to people can injure them. You got to give people some things. You know, I don't drive over my cactus plant with a car and smash it. I protect it. I make sure it's okay. But that doesn't mean pampering it and spoiling it and giving it too much. It needs to go through the hardship of not having water from the soil so that it can get the water from the air. And it learns to get the water anywhere. See, that's what it really needs. It doesn't need me to hand it everything. And we'll do communism. We'll do socialism. We'll do redistribution of wealth. We'll do welfare income. Yeah. You poor, pathetic thing. Sit there. You can't do anything. I'll just give everything to you while you do nothing because you can't and you're worthless. And so I have compassion on you while you do nothing. I don't believe in you. I don't believe in your ability. I don't need anything you have. If you don't show up, I'm fine. It doesn't matter because you don't. I'll just give to you. We're not going to make those implications. I believe in the potential of my cactus. And so I'm going to let it learn, maybe be thirsty for a while, but let it learn to get the water from the air and let it grow that way so it's strong. And so when I'm not around to give it water, it keeps on growing. That's what I want. That's the idea. That's the goal there. So, you know, life is hard. It seems difficult. Well, maybe God's teaching you to get your water from the air. Maybe God's helping you discover how awesome you are. God never puts us in a situation that we're not able to go through. He never gives us more than we can handle. And sometimes he gives us help to get through it, but God has not abandoned this guy. God does not abandon us in our times of hardship. Another interesting thing, though, that while we got to talking, I showed him some computer stuff, and I started teaching him my computer lessons. And I talked a little bit about code on Podcast Monday. He told me later on that while I was teaching him computer code, that he forgot that I was teaching about computers. I thought that was really interesting. I thought that was something. I thought that was interesting. That he was, well, you know, that's what teachers are supposed to do. They're supposed to make stuff make so much sense. And I told the kid, I said, well, that's how all teachers are supposed to do stuff. They're supposed to teach stuff so that you're understanding stuff. You're not thinking, oh, this is computer, boring. That's a teacher doesn't know what they're doing. And that's kind of the depravity of what Taiwan has. So see, I'm over here trickling little tiny ideas, dripping ideas like this, giving people encouragement in this or showing people how to actually learn stuff. You know, he didn't even know that computers use ones and zeros because Taiwan's education system hadn't taught him that. And you know, because they're too busy making everything complicated and difficult and condescending and hard and uphill battle for every little tiny thing rather than teaching. So, I don't know. That was an interesting. Anyhow, watching him, seeing his priorities, life's hard. And he's primarily concerned about the moral, the ethic, the God factor. He's more concerned about the God who upholds his molecules and the ethics and morals that keep us in the right direction than he is concerned about how he's going to put food on the table. That's someone with a moral compass. That's someone who's going somewhere. And that's what we need more of. We'll talk about China tomorrow.